Ladies and gentlemen, what a show tonight. This is Dick Does Raw, and we are live here on Monday Night Raw. And wow, can you believe that show? We, of course, aired live on the Dick Does Raw broadcast for the show. This is now the after party. This is Dick Does Raw, the after party, and I am your host, Dick Biggins, and I'm joined tonight with Merle, who is off doing a bathroom break and probably getting a refill of his drink. Merle likes those refills. I tell you what, I can't believe what a Raw it was. It was amazing. You had to see it to believe it, but wow, what a show. I tell you, some of my favorites out there tonight: Bobby Lashley and Sami Zayn going head-to-head, mouthing off. Bobby Lashley coming out. The audience, again, this week, the audience just in awe of what a specimen Bobby Lashley was. You could hear a pin drop in the arena as they watched him enter. Wow, what a baby face. And Sami Zayn, oh man, would I like to get my hands on him. Cannot wait till Money in the Bank when Bobby Lashley faces off against Sami Zayn. I have a feeling Bobby Lashley is going to take the fight to him. But Sami, he is quite a heel. He's a little bit of a villain there. You never know what he's got up his sleeve. And the rest of the show just left me in awe. We had the main event of Finn Balor and Kevin Owens. And I can't wait till Merle comes back and gives us his opinion on that. What a great main event it was. Finn Balor. I'm placing my money on him. Braun Strowman's a big dude. But I have a feeling Finn Balor is going to pull it off. Money in the Bank for Monday Night Raw. There's a lot of talent from SmackDown, but Finn Balor, the Demon, has my vote. We also saw the tag team Battle Royal. What a Battle Royal it was, too. I think everybody was a little surprised to see the B Team pulling out an A victory. I don't know. Looks like Merle's walking back this way. Let's get his thoughts. Merle is back from getting that big soft drink. I can't believe you drank all that, Merle. What did you think about Monday Night Raw? This is the after party. What'd you think, Merle?
I think it kind of sucked.
What do you mean it sucked? It was a great show.
Well, just really isn't doing it for me. I miss wrestling.
This was wrestling. It was Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, but you know, Dick, when I say wrestling, I mean the stuff my papa took me to when I was a child. We don't have that no more.
I am at a loss for words, Merle. This was this is entertainment at its finest.
It's entertaining if you've had five or six Bud Lights. That's about it. It just ain't doing it for me, Dick. Just ain't doing it for me.
You're like this the whole show, and Dick Does Raw tonight. I don't know what you're talking about. We're live here. And where the hell are we? We're live here in Houston, Texas.
We're in Texas.
This is the after party. You can't tell me. And Jinder Mahal did not do it for you tonight. Elias, coming out.
Until Elias starts playing some other type of music, I'm not going to be into him much either. He ain't doing it for me either.
What about Roman Reigns? Roman Reigns coming out, helping his buddy.
Well, he might grow on me, but it ain't happening right now. I'll tell you that much right now. It just ain't happening.
Oh, Raw was wonderful. I think deep down you got to agree. Raw was great.
Well, I was talking to Marcus in a little bit about it, and we don't talk much, but he thought it was a great show, but I just can't get on board with it. I just don't like it. It's just ain't wrestling, you know what I mean? It's just ain't what my papa took me up on, and I'm just not a fan. Not liking it right now. Just old Bobby Lashley, you know, Sami Zayn, and I'm just not liking him much. You know, it's just not really that good.
What do you think about Curt Hawkins coming out, the losing streak versus James Harden? It looks like we're going to get a big win by Curt Hawkins. Then comes down Baron Corbin.
You know, I say those tacos look pretty good. Those tacos look good here. Yeah, I could have one of them tacos here, but that's about it.
The tacos all over the place. What a big crowd response. The fans hate Baron Corbin, as right they should.
Well, you know, I just think overall, you know, that Baron Corbin, I'm not much of a fan of him either, you know. He ain't doing it for me either. I got more hair than he does, and I'm 6 years old almost. You know, it just ain't doing it for me.
What's your thought on Curt Hawkins?
You know, Kurt seems like a good guy. You know, he's just a company man. You know, he's a yes man, I guess they say here, and he's just trying to make a living. And I can't get nothing against that. You know, I get nothing against that at all. I understand that. You know, he's just trying to make a living. As far as what he's doing on screen, I think it's terrible. I think he's got a lot of untapped potential that we see him do real good. We see him do real good as a tag team with what's that other boy's name? I can't think. Damn it! What's that boy's other name there that he's tagged with?
He used to team with Zack Ryder as the
Zack Ryder. When he was doing that stuff with Zack Ryder, I liked him. Now he's just joking.
Moving along, then we saw Nia Jax versus Natalya. Natalya got her leg hurt. Now we see Nia, who is friends with Natalya, and Ronda Rousey, also friends with Natalya, not seeing eye to eye.
You know, I like Ronda Rousey. She's a badass woman, man. She's a badass woman. And what she's doing in the WWE, you know, she got a good future in WWE, but I don't, you know, this whole thing with Nia Jax, it just really don't make sense to me, because Nia Jax, a good girl or bad girl, you know, I don't know. I can't tell no more. You know, back in the 60s, back in the 70s, you know, they good or bad, and we just don't know now. They just ain't no way to tell no more. You just can't tell. And, you know, you got little boys and girls, and they don't know who to cheer for. They don't know who to boo. And it's very confusing. And you know, I just don't know. I just don't know, Dick.
I agree. Nia's a massive woman. And she may just pounce.
Yeah, she's big. Hey, she's a big woman.
Ronda, she knows how to handle a person. She knows the anatomy. And that arm may just come off of Nia Jax.
Well, she just beat your ass. That's all she just go in there and beat some ass. She ripped that arm off. Oh, hell yeah, she ripped that arm off real quick.
Ripping arms off, Braun Strowman versus Bobby Roode.
Oh, man, you know, damn it. Not Braun Strowman, man. We got a lot of those kind of characters out here in Jackson County, West Virginia. Those are big, rough, tough country boys, and Braun, I think he's from North Carolina or something up there. I've been to North Carolina many times, and he's just, man, he's true to himself. He's just a big, badass type guy, and I think Braun Strowman should be Universal Champion.
I tell you what, Bobby Roode, through his whole NXT career, former NXT Champion, the fans weren't too likely of Bobby Roode since he went up to SmackDown and Raw. They really like Bobby Roode now. Night, we kind of saw a little bit of shades of that old NXT Bobby Roode coming out.
I don't watch much of NXT. You know, Wednesday nights I'm usually pretty busy. You know, I had a long day at work or something on a Wednesday. I don't really watch him much, but I say Bobby Roode should be a bad guy because he just, I can't, brother, I can't relate to him. He just come out, all he does is say he's glorious, and he come out there and he just waving his hands around like he's trying to put a spell on somebody or something like that. And I'm not, I don't know what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be like a warlock, a warlock or something like that. I don't know. He's just waving his hands around. He don't really do nothing.
He's definitely a glorious warlock in that ring. What a technician. Speaking of warlocks and casting spells, we're going to talk about a couple of gods next. I'm talking about the Woken Warriors, the Deleter of Worlds, Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy.
Yeah, that was an interesting segment right there. I don't know, really know what I think much about them, but other than, I knew Matt Hardy when he was a little boy, and he's a good kid. He's worked hard to be where he's at. He's dealt with a lot of personal issues, I think, like that, and he's been he's come through a lot. He's got another character now. And I think the Eater of Worlds there, that tag team with whatever the hell his name is, but Husky Wyatt. What the hell's his first name? I can't think of it. What's his name?
Wyatt.
Yeah. What the hell's his first name?
Bray
Wyatt. Yeah, Matt Hardy, Bray Wyatt. It is a good tag team, but They that whole, I'm not much sure about that Raw tag team, that Raw tag team group, that all of them there. I'm not really sure about those boys, just because I don't know how long this is gonna last. I think they're just trying to make their Hennig and whatever the hell. Other Wyatt.
Oh, the B team win the battle.
Yep.
Oh, I was a little shocked. I thought McIntyre and Ziggler had a chance. I thought maybe we'd see a little bit of the Ascension coming through. But no, the B team, Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, they're going to challenge the Woken Warriors and the Fireflies at Money in the Bank.
Yep, they're gonna get them. You think they're gonna get them belts, Dick?
Oh, I don't know. The big team seems to be on a roll. They're undefeated so far. I'll tell you what I'm really curious about is Heath Slater accidentally knocking his own partner off the ring apron.
Let me tell you something about Heath Miller real quick. He grew up there in Pineville, West Virginia, about an hour and a half out of from where I live here in Jackson County. I've been to Pineville many times, and up there in Pineville, ain't much going on. Let me tell you about Heath Miller. He always wanted to do something bigger than what you can do living out in Wyoming County, and I think he's one of the best hands they have there on Raw, and I hope this is a big moment for him.
Definitely. We also saw a woman match where Bayley ended up coming up to get the pinfall, even though she wasn't part of the match, and Kurt Angle having to tell the women that they forfeited the win because of Bayley. Of course, that was enforced by the new constable of Stephanie McMahon. That is Baron Corbin.
Constable Corbin. That whole thing is very confusing to me. I guess just the whole constable thing is just, I guess they're just trying to do something with Baron instead of just having him sit at home collecting checks like I do sometimes. I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know what you're trying to do there.
Bailey, a little bit of tension still there. I don't know about you, but I think these two girls, just like Ember said, need to hug it out.
Yeah.
Then we saw Big Show. Of course, he wasn't in the ring. He was with the Special Olympics team.
Yeah, that was something different. You know, WWE tried to get on everybody good side. And that's just another thing that we saw here with the Special Olympic folks there. That's just all they're trying to do. Big Show, he's still pretty damn big, but I think Big Show maybe lose a little bit of weight.
He looks pretty slim right now. I saw Big Show in the gym the other day. Talk about a six-pack.
You know, I like a Big Show. I like Big Show. He never got his fair shake out there in WWE. He never got his fair shake.
And of course, our main event was Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens. And I gotta tell you, this was a pretty good match.
What match?
Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens.
That wasn't no good match, Dick. That wasn't no good match.
It was a pretty good match. Fortunately, Finn Balor winning by DQ.
You know what the hell a good match is, Dick? Do I have to remind you what a damn good match is? Terry Funk versus Ric Flair. I have to remind you what a good match is. That ain't no good match. And that Finn Balor boy, don't know why he ain't on the Cruiserweight show, brother, because he ain't nothing. Brother, I could break him in the head with my old ass. He ain't nothing. That ain't no good fight. Let me tell you about man. Let me tell you about real man. I'll tell you about Terry Funk and Ric Flair. That ain't no good match, Dick.
And we will see. My money's on Finn Balor to win the Money in the Bank.
I'm gonna say Samoa Joe.
I think we'll see Finn Balor win Money in the Bank and go on to challenge Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar, boy, he ain't somebody I mess with. But I think Samoa Joe gonna win the Money in the Bank. And when is the Money in the Bank? That's like, well, that's got to be about 2 weeks away or something like that.
It's right around the corner.
It's going to be a damn good show, though. Brother, that's going to be a good show.
The after show, it's coming to an end. It's been a hell of a day. We've been on the road. We were in Houston for a couple of days. Marky just joining us yesterday. We're getting ready to head out to SmackDown. We're going to SmackDown. That Dick. Merle, are you going to join us for SmackDown That Dick?
Well, SmackDown That Dick? Probably not. I'm gonna be busy again. SmackDown That Dick with you, but I'll be busy that day.
Are you going to head to Houston, Merle?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Merle, we will see you again next week.
All right.
On Dick is Raw. And let's hear from our sponsor.
Dick Does Raw Houston. Friends of Dick, LLC Incorporated. If you enjoy the After Party show, be sure to check out the main broadcast show of Dick Does Raw. You can catch these at our address, http://www.dickandfriends/raw.